You are now listening to the Snowbombing Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Daily Snowbombing Podcast with myself, Ben Gamori. On today's show, got music for you from the likes of Toddler T, Bicep, Maceo Plex, interview with Kerry Chandler, and quite a lot more besides. Kicking off with one of the big tracks of last night from Henrik Schwarz's amazing live set in the Brooklyn Stadel for Innervisions, Black Rose Anthem. Tear myself away from Innervisions last night at Brücken Stadel. One of the highlights of snowboarding so far for me. The whole crew decamped to the Alps. They were in buoyant mood after celebrating their fellow countrymen Bayern Munich's Champions League win. After a little bit of champagne, Dixon, Am and Henrik Schwarz all absolutely smashed it. Dixon got things going pretty early on. as a peak time atmosphere by about 11:30 already. Such is the Snowbombing way. And this was one of the big tracks from his set. New on Innovisions from Constantine Sibbald. This one's called Madeline. And trust me, the bass line on this sounded absolutely huge on that system last night. Where else can you see Am play three times in under a day but Snowbombing? After their amazing live at DJ sets last night, also caught them up on the Arctic Disco. Lovely sounds, such an incredibly unique atmosphere up there. And the igloo is just something else. Arctic Disco tonight, hosted by Norman Jay's Good Times Party. Anyone lucky enough to get a ticket will really enjoy that one. Skiing lesson during the day. I finished my night off last night next door to Brigadstadel at Schlüssel, a very fun, intimate, debaucherous little venue where House Music were hosting. Irish Hotshots Bicep were finishing off proceedings as various Olympic athletes propped up the bar. Louis Smith spotted there at about 4 a.m. Quite a bizarre sight. Anyway, this is something recent from Bicep a few months back. The track's called Feel It. I feel my body talking. I feel my body talking.
podcast.
Now, one of the best things about snowbombing is that all the DJs who stick around for the week and acts really get stuck in exploring what the festival has to offer. One such DJ, Kerry Chandler, has been out and about a lot. I've seen him at a lot of the venues doing lots of sets, taking it all in. So I cornered him when I spotted him at the Univisions party last night to find out what he thought of his first time at the festival.
I just wanted to know what you thought of snowboarding first and foremost, because I've seen you wandering around a lot, taking in different sets, different venues, scoping things out.
Yeah. Snowbombing is absolutely amazing. It's one of those things I wish I would have known about earlier, because I would have definitely made a trek here. It's absolutely incredible. I went to the slopes and things earlier.
And, how did that go?
It was amazing. I actually took a little experiment trying to snowboard a bit. And that was like my first attempt at actually doing it. I longboard, so I thought it'd be familiar, and it was actually pretty fun. And I'm absolutely returning next year, and I'm staying a lot longer.
Good stuff, man. How was your set last night?
I had a blast. Everything's always over too soon, and it's like I would play forever. You know, and everybody's asking one more tune. And I felt so sad I had to turn everything off. But yeah, I'm absolutely gonna come back next year, and I enjoyed hearing everybody's set. And it was like really, really cool. I've been bouncing, like building. Nice. And it's like I'm getting ready to fly away in a couple of hours. I'm trying to take it all in.
What's been your favorite set that you've seen?
My favorite set that I've seen? Right now, you know what it is? Everybody has their own thing to their sets. So I enjoy different things about everybody's set, honestly. And it's like they're all, you know, family to me. And it's just like, wow, everybody's actually giving it all, the absolute all, you know? It's like, you know, everybody's bringing something special to the table.
It's a great vibe here.
Yeah, it's like, you know, I love everybody's doing well, and the vibe and the crowd here are amazing, you know?
Exactly.
So everybody's just being themselves and playing, like, from their heart. It's like yes. And what I really enjoy about it is just, you don't know what you're going to hear. No, and that's the thing. It's like, you know, I'm walking down the street, even for the street festival, I wasn't expecting like reggae and dub and all these crazy things. You know, some hip hop. It's just like a bit of everything, man. It's like if you just walk a little bit, you can hear exactly what you want. There's so many DJs that I really love on the list. I had a hard time trying to figure out where I'm going to go. And
that's the stressful part. Just trying to timetable everything.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And it's just like, you know, I'm seeing the rest of the week and the rest of my family's coming in.
It's not your standard festival vibe music-wise. People go a lot deeper here.
I can see that, and it's
pressure just to go big all the time.
No, not at all. It's just one of those things. You can just play from your heart. You know, it's amazing. It's just like straight up, like you just play what you feel.
That's it. You know, all right. Kerry, thank you very much for your time. Let's go back inside.
Cool, thank you for coming, man.
Is it now?
Playing 2:30 till 4:30. This is a track from him and Clear Soul called Code to Crack, the Carnival Mix.
Go up in my face. You do a lot of running, but I do not race. Oh, I see you like games. Easy come, easy go. You don't know how to play. You wishing I was on board. You act so cool, but I know the score. Beat around the bush like it's been done before. Easy come, easy go. Heard it all before.
It's all too easy. Heard it all before, believe me. You gotta try harder than that. If you wanna get the code to crack. It's all too easy. Heard it all before, believe me. You gotta try harder than that. If you wanna get the code to crack.
It's as simple as this. Tighten up your act and you cannot miss. Them chat up lines that you working with, they're no good, it's time that you quit. The way you're moving, I could tell you're all wrong. Work on your manners and we might get along. You're all in my ear like I said last long. Easy come, easy go, you won't see me stressing, no.
It's all too easy. Heard it all before, believe me. You gotta try harder than that. If you wanna get the code to crack. It's all too easy. Heard it all before, believe me. You gotta try harder than that. If you wanna get the code to crack.
wishing on a star still. You want to play the forward role, forget a cartwheel. It's artificial, so it's hard to say you are real. Especially when they catch you like Garfield. Can be a struggle though. You and my music and family is what I love the most. That's three flips on my grind, somersault. So watch the pattern in the tragedy. It's actually mad to see that Libras go without you seeing the horoscope. I know you're being told that you should be so. Your problems before you take a shot at me like a free throw. At me, whoa, get rid of your ego. I'm telling you be cold, Miss Independent ego. Stressing you don't need though. If you knew I'm about, you would never catch me lying around. If you end up in the waste, man's hanging down. Every other day you're wilding out. If you need a break, I'll fly you out. Me and you are equal. So why you acting evil?
Believe me, you gotta try harder than that. If you wanna get the cold to crack. It's all too easy, heard it all before. Believe me, you gotta try harder than that. If you wanna get the cold to crack. It's all too easy, heard it all before. Believe me, you gotta try harder than that. If you wanna get the cold to crack.
Now, snowbombing is not just about all the big hitters and worldwide famous names you come to expect from the festival, but it's also about a whole host of other very talented DJs who make the week what it is. One such figure, the enigmatic, mysterious Smash Hits. I spoke to him in his hotel room as he warmed up for one of his many sets this week.
Okay, just catching a few words with the hardest working man in snowbombing, in my eyes anyway. The man I've always known as Smash Hits, one half of Raffle Mafia. How you doing, man?
Very well, mate. Very well. Bit hoarse.
Bit hoarse, a little pony.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's the right place. If you want to burn the candle at both ends, this is the place to do it.
It's only Wednesday and he's lost about half his voice. That's pretty good effort. So by the end of the week, it should all be gone, basically.
I was back today. Yesterday, there wasn't anything coming out.
I'd say you're the hardest working man snowbombing for quite a good reason. How many sets are you doing over the week?
I think this week, we did the Luxembourg road trip to Luxembourg, and then I think we've got four here. But last year was silly. Last year, I think we did seven or eight.
That's ridiculous. They're milking you dry. They're getting every last drop out of you.
Yeah.
Tell us about the road trip. How was it? How was the stopover in Luxembourg?
Yeah, stopover in Luxembourg was good. A good night. We went off. It was good fun. It was just I drove the whole way, so I was a bit by the time I got here. I was pretty ratty for the entrance into the festival. But our van was an absolute mess. It's full of glitter and silly string and everything. So. But it was all good, man. It was all good. It's all fun.
And out of what you've seen here this week so far, what's been the best set you've seen?
Austin Filter House.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Went down a storm?
Yeah, there was their comeback gig. I don't think they've had an album out in about 10 years. And they came out, they played all the originals that just get ripped off by all the UK bass heads. So yeah, it was really good. Really good. And great Lederhausen.
Yeah, they've got the look down pat, man. They've got the full shebang. Cool. All right, and what are you looking forward to for the rest of the week, and where else are you playing?
I'm playing tonight with Pat Sharp in the Ice Bar. So a bit of apres ski.
Epic back-to-back action.
Yeah, and then tomorrow night, me and a load of the boys from Das Lads are all playing in the Sports Bar. We're supposed to be with Dusky, but they've got a set 2 hours late, so they're off the hook. But Isaac Smile, Danny Raper, Dave Harbour, Matt Fear, and some other boys, I think from Danny's label, going to be coming down, Kamasi Music.
Prudent.
And it's our party, Costa del Wallop, with Das Lads.
Nice, look forward to it. All right, Smash Hits, thanks very much. Have a good rest of snowbombing.
Nice one, man. You too.
There you have it, the amazing Smash Hits. Absolutely destroyed the Sports Bar when I saw him on Monday night. Finishing off today's show with something from one of tonight's headliners, Maceo Plex. The track's called These Nuts. He plays 3:30 to 5:30 for Birmingham's Face in the Brückenstadl. Looking forward to seeing Carl Cox tonight as well, Racket. A lot to choose from as ever. Leave you with this. My name is Ben Gamori. This has been the Snowbombing Daily Podcast. I'll be back tomorrow with more. Probably feeling and sounding a lot worse for wear. Till then, enjoy, and I'll see you then.
I'm gonna get freaky now. I'm gonna get, yeah.
Snowbombing Podcast.